Country Club FM.
Friday edition of the Almanac. What's gone on this date? Going back in history, we're going all the way back to the 1770s today. Today is Friday, October 20th, 293rd day of the year, 72 left to go. That number just keeps going down.
She's dwindling.
And that's how it's designed to do. I'd be very surprised if that started going up.
Or stayed the same.
Or even stayed the same. That would be Groundhog Day is what that would be.
Right.
1774. Boy, I tell you what, in our infancy, our country wanted to be very much on the straight and narrow because the new Continental Congress, at the time the governing body of America's colonies, passed an order proclaiming that all citizens of the colonies discountenance and discourage all horse racing, all kinds of gaming, cockfighting, exhibitions of shows, plays, and other expensive diversions and entertainment.
Wow.
Those need to be discouraged.
Those were all discouraged.
By the Continental Congress. Pete Rose is saying, I might as well move to Mexico.
Right, this is
Michael
good.
Vick. So that was 1774. 1947, it was the Red Scare in Hollywood. You know, a lot of the sets, any of the color movies that came out in 47, there was a red tinge to them. And that got people a little concerned because the House Un-American Activities Committee opened hearings into alleged communist influence and infiltration within the American motion picture industry.
That was a lot to do about nothing.
A lot of movies, though, were featuring hammers and sickles, that kind of, and guys that didn't have a whole lot of hygiene. So then they knew. In 1955, did you know, and you're a big fan of Andy Griffith. Did you know that Andy Griffith and Don Knotts worked together on Broadway in something called No Time for Sergeants?
Yes.
Howdy, I'm Will Stockdale. I'm fixing to tell you some of the things that happened to me in the draft, which I knew about and didn't get into in the first place. Because when the draft man come to take me, Pa chased him off in the property and then put barbed wire all around to keep him off. I guess that I would have never gone nowhere.
There he is, Andy Griffith. No Time for Sergeants, opened on Broadway at the Elvin Theater on this date, 1955. It would be it would have a run of about 2 years.
It was his stepping stone.
It was a stepping stone. Then a few years later was the Andy Griffith Show via the Danny Thomas Show, right?
Yes, exactly.
So that was in 55. We mentioned the Monster Mash. This is the date.
He did the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
Bobby Boris Pickett and the Crypt Kicker 5.
He did the Mash.
They
early
at the top
60s,
of the charts,
right?
1962, number one. This Thriller and Ghostbusters are pretty much your three Halloween songs that are out there.
We almost have to play that next week.
What Thriller?
No.
I
like Thriller, don't get me wrong. But
1964, Herbert Hoover. He was our former president.
Yes,
he was the president during the big crash and the start of the, that thing in the... late 20s into the 30s, the Depression.
The Great Depression.
Yeah, Herbert Hoover saw the beginning of that, and people were living in Hoovervilles. He had nothing to do with the vacuum company.
What about the Hoover Dam?
But he did kind of suck. What's that?
Hoover
Dam is named after him, is it not?
Yes, I believe it is.
Not J. Edgar Hoover, Herbert Hoover. J. Edgar is the one who liked to dress up in women's clothing. That was part of his turn-on, I think.
Yeah.
He died on this date, Herbert Hoover. At the age of 90, 1964, 1977, in the news.
Federal Aviation Administration reports that a plane carrying 25 persons crashed tonight in southwest Mississippi. Among those aboard, the Leonard Skinner Rock Group. An FAA spokesman says he received a report of multiple fatalities and some survivors in the crash.
That was breaking news on this date. As it happened, 1977, Ronnie Van Zant, Stephen Gaines, and Cassie Gaines, dying in that plane crash in Gillsburg, Mississippi. It was a plane that was not kept up well. They were worried about the plane for days before this.
Right.
Remember those reports coming out? They were complaining about the plane, and eventually it failed them. The two pilots died, and I think it was a manager or an assistant or something also on that plane.
But the lead singer, Ronnie Van Zant,
decimated. It rocked the music industry.
Yes.
On this date, 1977 and 91.
When I said I do,
They actually said I do on this date.
Oh, nice.
Houston, Texas, Clint Black, and the actress Lisa Hartman.
Happy anniversary. Yeah, absolutely.
1991, 1994, one of the acting greats passed away.
I never got to bat in the major leagues. I'd have liked to have that chance just once. To stare down a big league pitcher.
And then do
stare
what?
Stare him down, and just as he goes into his windup,
wink.
Make him think you know something he doesn't.
Burt Lancaster, great role as Moonlight Graham in Field of Dreams, and he was in so many other movies, Birdman of Alcatraz, Trapeze, where he actually did his own stunts. He was actually a trapeze artist.
That's right.
And he did most, if not all, the stunts, I think, in that movie. From Here to Eternity is another one. He died on this date in 94, Burt Lancaster, at the age of 80. 2004, things were hopping in the American League Championship Series.
Here it is, ground ball to second. Reese, the Boston Red Sox have won the pennant.
Doug Mankiewicz makes the final out at first base. He was with the Red Sox 2004. The Red Sox hadn't won a World Series since 1918, and they would go on to win. In 2004, they finally won that World Series, and that's them against the Yankees coming back. You know, they were down 3-0.
Yes, that was a great comeback.
In that, of course, Big Poppy was a big part of that. Yep. 2004. In 2011, we finally got this guy, Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi. He had, I tell you what.
He was a bad man.
He did. He terrorized Libya. He had an iron grip on that country for 42 years. We had a dust-up with him back in the mid-80s. Reagan sent some fighters in there to try and stir things up, but he stayed strong as the leader somehow, some way. But finally, in 2011, he was killed after his capture during a raid on his hometown in Libya. Time to move on to birthdays. Today, we've got a country singer.
Right or wrong, I'll be with you.
Right or wrong, I'll be with you.
She was known as the first lady of rockabilly. Wanda Jackson is 80 today. Happy birthday, Wanda Jackson. Here's a guy, big leg kick. He was domineering on the mound, intimidating on the mound, played for the San Francisco Giants. Neil, I'm talking about Juan Marichal.
Yeah, he was great. He was with the Giants, and that left leg, he was a right-handed pitcher.
How did he get it that high?
I don't know, but the toe of his left foot was above his head.
Jean-Claude Van Damme is going, man, he gets his leg high.
Yeah, he's limber.
Isn't he? So Juan Marichal is 80. Don't forget about this guy's falsetto. We talk a lot about Frankie Valli, the Four Seasons. Jay Siegel, lead singer of the Tokens, is 78 today.
Very nice.
Singing The Lion Sleeps Tonight. It's time for a Weem Away, and he is 78 today. More baseball.
Keith Hernandez!
Hello, Newman.
I hate Keith Hernandez. Hate him!
I despise him!
You know, I don't really have a problem with Keith Hernandez, but Kramer and Newman certainly do. Apparently he spit on them. Keith Hernandez is 64 today. Played for the Cardinals and the Mets. Won a World Series with the Mets.
Yes, he did.
64 today.
He's a good player.
An hour of wolves and shattered shields when the age of men comes crashing down. But it is not this day. This day we fight.
He's going to fight. He's going to eventually become king. That's Viggo Mortensen from the Lord of the Rings trilogy. He was Aragorn. Eventually became king. He is 59 today. Eric Scott, he played Ben Walton. Ben Walton, one of the, what, how many kids did they have in that family? I mean, it was a big family.
Seven or eight.
Oh, it was big. Ben Walton was one of those kids. It wasn't John Ben or Ben Boy or anything like that. Just Ben.
Ben Bob.
Or Benjamin or Ben Bob. Did you know that Grandpa Walton's real first name of the character was Zebulon? Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Because they ever just called him Grandpa Walton. But his
Zebulon
name was Zebulon. Is he from the future?
He must be.
But anyway, Eric Scott, happy birthday. He was born on this date in 1958. That makes him 59 years old.
A lot about golf.
I know even more about grass.
He's Snoop Dogg. That's him and Starsky and Hutch. He was Huggy Bear.
Yeah.
He's the rapper. He's done a lot of acting as well. Yeah, you see him everywhere.
Yeah.
And what's his name? His real name is... Brocious, isn't it? Calvin Brocious.
Yeah, I like
his real name. Snoop Dogg, that's his performance name, and he's 46 today. Member of the country group Little Big Town. You hear their music here on Bob FM. Are you familiar with Jimmy Westbrook?
Yep.
J-I-M-I. I would never spell my name that way.
No.
But
no.
I grew up in the country, and you never spell your name that way in the country. I mean, the cows would laugh at you.
Right.
J-I-M-I. But it works for him. Jimmy Westbrook, 46. And he was one of the guys in The Office.
I don't have a ton of contact with the Scranton branch, but before I left, I took a box of Dwight's stationery. So from time to time, I send Dwight faxes from himself, from the future.
Wow.
That's a good
Dwight,
bit. That's
a great at 8 a.m. today, someone poisons the coffee. Do not drink the coffee. More instructions will follow. Cordially, future Dwight.
That is so good.
Uh-oh, here comes a guy with the coffee. He has coffee. That's a great bit on The Office.
Oh, that was
Jim and
good.
Dwight and the stapler in the Jello and all the great pranks. It really didn't get any better than that.
Oh,
and John Krasinski, who played Jim on The Office, he's been in some movies as well. He is he's 38, and that's all I have on my end.
All right, gone but not forgotten. There's a decent list here. He's better known as Ellery Queen. Maybe read some of his books or watched the TV
There was
program.
A show, yeah.
Yeah. Frederick Dene was his real name, mystery writer, born on this day, 1905. 2 years later, I remember her from What's My Line. She was a constant panelist. Actress Arlene Francis, she was in Murders in the Rue Morgue, amongst others, 1907. He is a Country Music Hall of Famer, Grandpa Jones.
Hey, Grandpa, what's for supper?
Well, tonight you're really in for a treat. I've got three kinds of pie and three kinds of meat and four kinds of vegetables and five kinds of drinks. Even Junior will get full for once, don't you think?
Junior samples? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think Junior samples is ever full.
No.
He still has some room in those overalls.
Right. Hey, I started a little further down my list than I meant to. I got to go back and get legendary horror film actor. On this day, you have to talk Bela Lugosi.
Van Helsing. Now that you have learned what you have learned, it would be well for you to return to your own country.
I prefer to remain and protect those whom you would destroy.
You are too late. My blood now flows through your veins.
Dracula, I think his tongue is too big.
Yeah, there's
when he talks,
there.
He has a swollen tongue. Learn what you have learned.
Yes.
Or he talks Andre the Giant.
He was the original Dracula from 1931, that movie. Also did The Wolfman. Bela Lugosi, born on this day, 1882. Our jazz great is Ferdinand Jelly Roll Morton. You got to like the name. You know, I wouldn't mind having my nickname as Jelly Roll.
It's a jelly. I'd rather be Apple Fritter.
Well, that's a good one, too. Now we skip back down to game show announcer Gene Wood.
It's time for the Family Feud Battle of the Television Hosts.
Oh, listen to this.
The Heavenly Host, Tom Kennedy, Jim Lang, Peter Marshall, Leslie Uggam, and Bert Park.
All on the same team.
The Magnificent MC.
Now listen to this one.
Nipsey Russell, Bob Eubank, Betty White.
So who's who?
Jim Perry and Dale Cullen.
Wow.
Let's start.
Neil,
the family.
I need you to hold my calls for the next half hour.
No doubt.
I need to watch this. There he is introducing, he was the staff announcer, if you will, on a lot of game shows, including Family Feud.
Beat the Clock, Tattletales. Gene Wood, born on this day, 1925. Baseball Hall of Famer, the Mick, Mickey Mantle, one of the greatest switch hitters of all time, and of course a numerous champion with the New York Yankees, 1931. Pro Football Hall of Famer, Roosevelt Brown. He was a defensive lineman, I believe, most of his career. And did he do some acting as well?
Are you thinking of Rosie Grier?
Maybe it was Rosie Grier, yeah. 1932. He was Father Mulcahy on both the movie version and the TV version of MASH.
He sure was.
1932 for Fowler Mulcahy. 1935, Jerry Orbach. He was in Law and Order. He was in many other programs and movies.
Baby's father.
On Dirty Dancing. Jerry Orbach, 1935. You never really saw his whole face.
No.
He was Wilson on Home Improvement.
Wilson, swallow a pigeon?
No, Tim, I'm ululating.
I didn't know men could do that.
Earl Hindman.
He was always up to something on the other side of that wooden fence, wasn't he?
Yes, he was, and he had always had some wisdom, some advice for his neighbor, Tim.
And something in front of his face.
It's correct. Earl Hindman, born on this day in 1942, and we just lost him very recently. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, the great Tom Petty. He passed away. He was born on this day in 1950. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
And they are brought to you by
Kurt Weers, United Country Real Estate. Nobody knows the country any better than Kurt Weers. You can find contact information for Kurt at WeSellFarmsMN.com.
The wrap-up of the Friday Bob FM morning show, as busy of a morning show as we've had in a long, long time. And we're able to get through it. And the Bobathon's going to start pretty much on time. That is amazing.
I love it.
Here's Vince Gill, Bob FM.